This is Twirl. I'm Mike. You're listening to The Voice 88.7 here in Sacramento and wherever you are at twirlradio.com. Speaking of Felsen, I had the pleasure of seeing them perform live back on December 5th in San Francisco, and one of the bands on the bill that night was a band called The Liz O Show, and it's more than just Liz O. It's a whole experience. And right now on the phone all the way from San Francisco herself, I've got Liz O. Liz, can you hear me?
I can indeed.
Hey, Liz, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fabulous. How about yourself?
Doing pretty well. You know, I saw part of your show, and it was a fun extravaganza. I mean, there's not a lot of words that can describe it. Why don't you describe it? What is the Liz show, the Liz O show, all about?
People have described it as a surreal experience. but it's kind of like children's, if you'd imagine a children's party but being thrown in a bar. So there's lots of debauchery involved as well, in addition to party horns and party kits and sparkles and glitter. That would be kind of the show that I throw. It's always a theme. It's like theme parties.
That's a lot of fun. I mean, I remember you've always got some kind of interesting paraphernalia, some kind of costume going on. I've seen your pictures on your website. What inspired you to get out there and do that kind of thing?
It kind of naturally evolved on its own. Everything in my career so far has been its own. I'm just kind of following along. The songs came first, and they just kind of came out of nowhere. I just started writing songs. It wasn't like I was writing them. It was like I was hearing them. And so then I just started writing them down, and I actually learned to play guitar after, because I had started writing the songs like poetry.
Wow.
So I had to learn guitar to go along with it. And then, so for a while I was just playing open mic nights and things like that, but it was only once I came out to San Francisco that it kind of turned into more where it became this whole world of, and I think it was probably once I started getting real, legitimate shows, and I would find myself in the party store before a show and just having this overwhelming urge to, just because I could, get toys and balloons and fun things to kind of add to the experience. And so it's just fun. People really like it. And have a great time and keep coming back for more.
Oh, that's cool. That's a great vibe. I mean, I saw it. I experienced it firsthand when I saw Felsen back in December. And, hey, adults need kid parties for adults, too. But I like the word that you threw in there, debauchery. That's just an awesome 21st century word for adults.
Indeed. Yes. Always welcome to have debauchery and sparkles at the same time.
That's right. So speaking of parties, you just had an epic release party for your brand new album,
yes.
Golden Gate 8. What was that party about? I don't want to steal your thunder. Go ahead and thunder us down here.
It was very epic. I'm still recovering a little bit.
Wow.
We rented out, I took my 30 VIP fans and friends on a wild party bus ride around San Francisco, and basically I didn't really tell them where we were going, and so it was kind of like a magical mystery tour, but it was on one of those like party buses with the laser light. It was originally going to be on a trolley car, but then I realized it's been so cold out, so we decided to go the traditional route of like laser lights and a fog machine and a dancing pole, and that I brought, of course, all my props. And
but wait a minute, this is all aboard a moving vehicle.
Yes, oh, it was insane.
That's totally insane.
And what I loved is like my world, because everybody knows by now what this world kind of looks like. So somebody dressed up in a gigantic rabbit, like a bunny suit, just kind of like at the Felsen show. So he also had, bling, and people brought like stuffed animals, and somebody brought like a synthesizer keyboard. Like, I just told everybody to bring everything random that they owned. So we just crammed it all onto the bus. Everybody's wearing wigs.
That's hilarious.
And drinking, and we ended up on a beat. Well, first we went line dancing at an Irish bar, and then later we got abducted by pirates.
So you guys are partying your way from one end of San Francisco to the other in this really rowdy bus.
Yes, and then I took over, and I did. I was the only one who knew we were going to get, pulled over by pirates, and that was all orchestrated. Oh, they called the bus driver too. So the bus driver was great. We went to the beach, and the pirates were having a bonfire. So the premise was that they were, kidnapping us to take us to their pirate party. And that was great. We had this bonfire. We had a raucous celebration. And I think the police actually came, but the party bus driver talked to them, and it was fine. Like, we didn't even have to, I didn't even have to worry. So it was a very great party. And I was very impressed with the party bus. Company.
That's fantastic. You know, we out here in California have a bit of a reputation for being a little bit wacky and a little bit rebellious, and San Francisco yeah. especially so, and I think you're really doing nothing to dispel that reputation.
It's true. I know, people always ask me if I've been to Burning Man. I'm like, I don't need to. That's my entire, I'm there in my head already. But I definitely understand that whole mindset and community.
No, that's fantastic. And it really does bring community together. I personally think we need more stuff like that. So did the bus driver, he didn't go crazy or anything, right? I mean, none of this distracted him from his tasks, right?
No, he was great. He was super chill the whole time. He's seen everything, I'm sure.
I'm positive. So, like, what time did it start and what time did it wind up?
We got on the bus about 6. I had this idea to meet. It was a bit like herding cats, as they say, to get everybody on the party bus. So my idea was that we're going to meet at the carousel on Fisherman's Wharf. Maybe ride the carousel with, you know, the bear, about the gigantic bear. Anyway, and run through the mirror maze. But we didn't have time to do all that. We just kind of picked up people at the wharf and picked up the stragglers along the way. And we all basically were together by the time we get to the bar for line dancing. So that
wow.
was good. You know, we had a great time.
There needs to be a video about this. This is so amazingly cool.
Yes, if anyone out there is a videographer who wants to, like, get involved with the Lizzo movement, I would love to talk to you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's not a reality show. It's like a surreality show.
Yes, that's a great way of putting it. So that sounds like a lot of fun, obviously for good cause. Your album Golden Gate 8 was just released this last week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On Thursday.
Perfect. Okay, so then you went right from release of new CD to partying out there.
August party.
Yes. So real quickly, what does the album title stand for?
Well, that's it's called Golden Gate 8 actually because that was a bunk I was living in. I'm a traveler by nature, and so all of the songs on the album are kind of about, inspired by different places I've been. Like, there's one called Magical Mist from when I was traveling in Spain. Hot Damn is about, like, traveling all around Europe. And so, yeah, I'm always kind of a gypsy. And San Francisco is the longest I've ever stayed in one place. I've been here for, like, a little over 2 years now. And when I first got out here, I went to a hostel called the Adelaide Hostel on Isadora Duncan Lane. So I knew that sounded, and I have a song called Adelaide, and that's why I went there.
Okay.
And everything was just so, fell into place. It was, like, very synchronous. And right away I got a job there, and then I got a bunk that was called, it was in room Golden Gate, and then it was bunk number 8. And I just thought that was such a fun name. And then and I lived there for months, and that's where I ended up meeting all these guys who became part of the band that recorded the album with me, and so I named the album after that bunk because it was just kind of a magical experience. It was probably the first time that it was like living in that smallest space forced me to be out in the world more often and talking to people and interacting, and then they heard about my dreams and projects and kind of offered to help me with it, and it was like, I don't know, being... Yeah, it just, everything came into reality, kind of.
That's
from
pretty
living
cool.
in that bunk.
That's pretty cool, and that's an apt name because that sort of signals the beginning of your whole San Francisco experience.
Exactly.
So yeah. I'm here with Liz O from the Liz O Show. Why don't we take a quick break and listen to one of the songs off of Golden Gate 8? Why don't we listen to Hot Damn right now?
All right.
Okay. Here we go, Liz O and Hot Damn.
Of summer nights, tropical storms on Spanish Island. This song called Right Down. Well, I was just 17 when I sailed the Atlantic Sea, never to be seen the same again. When I docked in Amsterdam, I had to pass a line of men. I didn't like the way they said, ah, damn, ah, damn, ah, damn. In Germany, when you don't show, they can always see. You don't want to see what it is they show. That confirmed in Tenerife, you're doomed every time you hit the street. Might as well go where you want to go, singing, hot damn, hot damn, hot damn. The cat's in the cradle with a silver spoon. The man in the moon is watching you. And I can't speak for Uncle Sam, but I think he'd be saying, hot damn, hot damn. In the kitchen with a cookie jar, I'm gonna take it a little too far. I'm not a violent man, but I like to say, ah, damn, ah, damn. I lived out my childhood dream. Dublin rugby team, they taught me how to river dance. Then I met a Moroccan man who swept me away across the sand. He had a horse and a blue turban. Hot damn, hot damn, hot damn, hot damn. Next to come was Roberto, wanted to be my Romeo. He took me back to his barrio. So I shared the things I know with my new friend Antonio. I don't speak Italian. I knew he was saying, hot damn, hot man in the moon, checking out my Uncle Sam. Now I'm in the cradle with a cookie jar, cause I just took it way too far. And I don't know who you think you are, but I'm damn, I'm damn, I'm damn.
And we're back with Twirl Radio, and we just, yay, and Lizzo from the Lizzo Show.
That was a party horn.
It is a party. It's like, you're not even here and we're having a festive occasion, Liz.
Oh, good. I try to, like, throw that vibe around.
What is it? Ain't no party like a Liz O party, because Liz O party never stop. Huh.
Ooh, I like that. Good tagline.
Very, very good.
When a party don't stop.
So anyway.
That's so on Earth.
So we just heard, right before the break, we heard your song, Hot Damn. That was about traveling through Europe, you said.
Yes.
Now, do you write, are a lot of your songs autobiographical in nature? Real life experience?
Indeed. I like to say, well, hot damn, only one of the guys in there is made up. Well, he's not made up. We just never had a rendezvous. And I think it was that Antonio. I just would have liked to. But it was actually, I wrote that when I studied at Wellesley College, which is all women's school, and I used to feel very sorry for myself when I was there.
Aww.
And I wrote hot damn to kind of, like, reminisce and lift my spirits a little bit.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. And... the album Golden Gate 8, I got to ask you now, we definitely want to put this out there. How can my listeners find out more about how to get a copy of Golden Gate 8?
Indeed. Well, it just went up on iTunes. So if you go to iTunes and you search for The Lizzo Show or Golden Gate 8, you can find it there. You can also find it on CD Baby. And it should be being released across the... I signed up through CD Baby, so they're supposed to distribute it to, you know, Amazon and... you stream it on Spotify, and then I will be selling it through my website, boppitybear.com. and then you can get some, I'll probably offer some special perks
Yes.
If you offer, but I've got to get that all worked out. But so for now, iTunes is the best way.
Awesome. That's great that you're up there. That's high visibility. And Boppity Bear, that is kind of your business partner there, right?
He is. I'm sitting next to him right now. He's, you know, overseeing the phone call.
That's awesome. Yes, I saw him at your show, too. He definitely gets around San Francisco.
Yes. He's the best business partner. I mean, he doesn't do a lot physically, but he's good moral support. He's got the ideas, and I just execute them. That's how it works.
Well, that's kind of a good hands-off, laid-back business management style. He lets you do what you do best.
He is. He's very zen. He's still wearing his necklace from the Party Bus Party, which is a gold necklace with a dollar sign on it.
Oh, nice. Everybody's got to have one of those in their collection.
Mm-hmm.
Too much fun. So how would you describe the Lizzo sound?
Well, I've been told, I think there's three layers to it. I think my guitar playing is very, I love the blues. I love like manic blues. So it's kind of like hopped up Johnny Cash.
There you go.
Or maybe a little bit punk. But then people say that my lyrics, they would compare them actually to maybe like Annie DeFranco, but if Annie DeFranco were also very pepped up and happy. And then I kind of have this pop sensibility, which does have to do with the lyrics, but somebody told me that somebody listened to the couple songs and they said it was like Gwen Stefani, The Doors, and who was the third one? Blondie at a drunken orgy.
Nice.
I'm okay with that. He's not even in the best possible way.
Oh, well, yeah. Of course, there's no other way to take that. That's pretty good. Now, would those artists that you mentioned, would they be considered among your musical influences, or who would be your biggest musical influences?
Well, this is really random, but the first time I ever found myself wanting to write songs was, this was from like 90s rock. I picked up an Everclear album, and I didn't know who they were, but I just really liked it. It's so random, but I loved that. That was what I just remember, like, you know, looking at all the lyrics and listening to music. It's just very, it's kind of, I guess, more grunge rock or something. But also the Beatles, definitely, and all 60s bands, like, I love The Doors and Led Zeppelin. And then I loved the blues. I loved Bo Diddley, Jimmy Reed. And then I guess the aesthetic thing, I really admire. For my stage performance and everything, I admire all the kind of strong women who have made their impact, like Blondie and Gwen Stefani and Madonna and even Katy Perry. And I love Britney Spears, and I won't apologize.
That's a pretty impressive array just in its breadth and diversity of influences. I mean, you got Bo Diddley, Jimmy Reed, Katy Perry, Britney Spears, yes, you know, and Everclear,
yep.
And the Beatles.
That kind of sums up the yep, you never know what you're going to get.
You know, you should come down here, and I mean this in all sincerity, come down here to Sacramento and do a radio show with me some afternoon, and we could just play your influences. That'd be kind of wild and a lot of fun.
People feel like they're getting jerked around.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll do like the Levi Breaks or whatever by Led Zeppelin, and then Toxic by Britney Spears. We'll be like, what am I listening to?
It could be like
really great.
It could be like an hour.
Like on my shows.
It could be an hour of the Lizzo show on the radio. I mean, that would be a lot of fun. I mean, honestly, that's what makes good radio. That's what makes for a good live performance. Like all that stuff thrown into the mix.
I love that idea. I would be very happy to do that.
Okay, so everybody's heard that, so now we're committed. Let's do that sometime. Do you have any touring plans? Okay. Do you plan on getting up this way at some point?
To Sacramento?
Yeah.
I would love to expand my reaches. I actually just got asked to do a show in Modesto, which I don't even know where that is, but I said yes. And luckily I have a bassist who has a car, so we're taking Lizzo's Euro trip to Modesto March 1st.
Oh, then you're good to go. Modesto is in the Central Valley, about 80 miles south of Sacramento. So if you can play Modesto, you can play Sacramento.
Perfect.
Yes.
All right. Well, then, we'll get that booked.
Okay.
I do want to start taking it. Yeah.
Awesome. That'd be cool. I think Modesto has not seen the likes of you in some time. So I think you'll be very
Well, Boppity Bear and I do want to take our show on the road. We think all of America needs to be showered with whimsy.
Yes, and I love that. You just bring the whimsy wherever you go. That's a great, great, It's a great business plan and a great motto.
Yes. Working so far.
So I'm here with Liz O of the Liz O Show. We're celebrating the release of her brand new debut album, Golden Gate 8. And I got to ask you, got to ask you the big, deep, hardcore, big time, scandalous question. You ready?
Yes.
What's your favorite food?
Food?
Yes.
It's so funny because I'm sitting at my friend's place right now, and she was just making me like, I hate cooking. but we were just like right before that, she gave me a little. Children's cooking book, because she thinks that's the only way I'm going to get into it. But bran muffins. I don't know. I don't like any complicated dishes. I eat a lot of energy bars.
Ah, the Liz O secret comes out. Now I know what powers you. You know, you're very energetic. You eat the energy bars.
Yes.
Okay.
These processed foods, awful. Cupcakes. I bring cupcakes to all my shows, even if I don't eat them. Other people do.
But that's very celebratory food, though.
Yes. I like celebratory foods.
Well, Liz O, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks so much for spending the time with us here on Twirl Radio.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And as we end the segment here, what song of yours are we going to hear?
Okay, so next we're going to hear Break Me Down. And I've been telling people that I think I'm still going to throw all the crazy parties and everything and be raucous, but I would like to also start to incorporate some more of just songs like this into my repertoire of this is kind of what I started out with, very sparse, acoustic, poetic, lyrical songs. So this is Break Me Down, and this is one of the first songs I ever wrote.
Very good. Liz, thanks so much, and stay on the line. I'll chat with you off the air.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the day.
You too.
She knew this from the start. She knew, and she lived in a world where the skies were always blue. And everything she wanted, she could have, she could do. Till there came a boy who was lonely as could be. So his strategy was to cultivate what he could end. Other girls said not to venture near his bed. He'll run circles in your head just because he can. The girl was captivated. Took her in his eyes, and though at first she hesitated, she took him by surprise when she said, "Break me down, spin me around, lead me into places I can't see. I need you to be the one to teach me what it takes to breathe. Break me down, spin me around, lead me deep to all the nooks and crannies I can't see. I need you to teach me what it takes to please. God knows that I might die, might never be born again. I need a way to feel the pain of this place I'm existing in. So much heart to be broken, so much of the world to see. I won't know what that means until you break me down." Felt something deep inside slip away. No, he tried to fight the tears as she held him in her heart. It was safe to fall apart. This time he knew and he cried, "Break me down, spin me around, lead me to places I've tried so long not to see. I need you. The one to remind me what it takes to feel. Break me down. It's been so long since I've spun around. I need someone who'll be the one to heal me. Spent so much time in the open, I was closed within. I didn't think I was capable of feeling all that could exist. But now I'm tired of the routine, I'm ready to start again. I won't know what that means until you break me. Break me. And he broke down. He broke down. He broke down. Ooh, yeah, he broke down. And she broke down. She broke down. She said, let it out.